Proverbs, the fourth chapter. And then you're going to keep that when you sit down, and you're going to flip over to the seventh chapter. When we get to it, I'll let you know. We're going to do something today that they used to do in the old church called read on. We're going to cover some scriptures today. We're going to talk about some things because it is absolutely important that we understand that everything you do is connected. And if you do not pay attention to what's going on in your life, you will end up going down a road that you didn't expect to go down.
Amen.
Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verses 18 and 19. Say this, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Verse 19, the way of the wicked. You know, we got some wicked folk. Not only out in the world, we got some wicked folk in the church. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. There are times in my family, if you talk to them individually, they will tell on me. There are times when I have a hard time following directions. Yeah, I know. I'm not even looking at her. I already know she's shaking her head. Everybody that lives with Pastor Richardson knows this about me. I might not be listening. I might be otherwise occupied. But regardless of the situation, okay, Tyranny. Regardless of the situation, there are times when I find myself not paying attention. My intentions are good, but I still find myself getting lost and not paying attention. First, I don't think anybody that's like that or has a habit of something that they're working with, I don't think they wake up saying that we are not going to pay attention. It's not my intention to say to my wife, I'm just not going to listen to you today. Sometimes I never know when it really takes place. Sometimes it just happens. And whatever road I am on determines where I end up. So if I don't pay attention and I miss out on what is being told to me, and it happens more than once, that's a road that I'm on. Yes. And I have to work at changing that.
Yes, amen.
And it doesn't matter what my intentions are. It doesn't matter what my wife thinks or says. I always end up according to the path of my actions. Consequently, I have learned that us humans choose paths that do not lead or go in the direction we want to go. What do you mean, Pastor? I'm sure the drug addict didn't wake up saying, I want to be a drug addict. I'm sure the alcoholic didn't wake up saying, I want to be an alcoholic. I'm sure the whoremonger woke up not saying, I don't want to do that. But it's just something we find ourselves doing. And, you know, it's very fascinating, if you will, how many people do not connect the dots between the choices they make and the outcomes they experience. We have come to the conclusion that as long as our intentions are good, God is sick of intentions. As long as their heart is in the right place, then it really does not matter what path we take. That is where we get the saying, God knows my heart. Boy, it's quiet in here. He does make, he does know our hearts, but we still somehow manage to make dumb, stupid choices. Unwise in the things that we do. Yet God knows your heart. He knows you want to be saved. But why is it that we still do the same stupid stuff that we was doing 5 years ago? Well, y'all better look at me. Don't look around. Don't look down. Pay attention to that. He knows our heart, but we're still living in sin. He knows our heart, but we're still doing dumb stuff. What we think is that because God knows our heart, we will end up in a good place. Oh, let me talk to you for a minute. Just because you saved and sanctified, but you still make dumb choices, don't mean you're going to end up with God in the end. Because your intentions might be right, but your actions going to tell a story. It's a whole bunch of people that say, yes, Lord, but get to the kingdom gate and can't get in. Can I preach here for a minute? Can I talk to you for a minute? That is, it is an excuse to keep living the same way that you're living. Y'all talk back to me. Hey, it's an excuse to keep doing what you're doing. Oh, God knows my heart. He knows that I love him. I can't help myself. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if you know God is still dealing with you, if you do something wrong in God and you know that it's on your mind all day that you've done something wrong, God has not given up to you. Now, on the flip side, let me help some of y'all know, if God ain't saying nothing to you when you have done something wrong, you just might be in a reprobate mind. Y'all been talking back to me. You might be in a place there where God said, I can't do nothing else with you. I'm going to let you do what you want to do. I'm going to let you sin how you want to sin because you have tore yourself up in the first place. And it ain't no use in me talking to you. I know that's hard teaching, but it's time for us to not take God for granted. Isaiah 42:16 says, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in the paths they have not known. In other words, you got to be willing to be brought and to be led. Some of y'all being led, but you're being led kicking and screaming. It says, I will make the darkness light before them and crooked places straight. But some of us don't want to be led. We just want to just, we'll follow from afar off. So with that in mind now, get your Bibles out. I'm going to talk to you for a little while. It's a story that I'm sure that most of us have not read. This is going to be fun. Let's look at this story right here. Go to Proverbs 7. While you're going there, this story is has an interesting perspective. Interesting perspective of Solomon. And he shares something as he is gazing out of his perch, his window, on a situation that is playing out right before him. And we can imagine our spiritual mind's eye that since he is removed from the situation because of the distance, he is yet perceiving what is going on. Now, conversation taking place between the two people involved are what he is basically imagining taking place. And this is a great example of our habit to disconnect direction from destination. Let me say that again because I want you to get that. This is an example of our habit to disconnect direction from destination. In other words, there are some things that you think that you do that do not have anything to do with with the direction that you're living in. In other words, we have a habit of thinking that our direction or our steps in a direction have nothing to do with our actual destination. There are some of us, what are you saying, preacher? There are some of us who come to church but have no intention of changing. And you're going to go to hell in a handbasket in the church. There are some of us who say, yes, Lord. And there are some of us who even pray on our knees, but really have no intention of doing anything different. And God is saying, I'm waiting for you to actually mean what you say. Look at it. It says, if you go to Psalm 66, it says, keep your vow, amen, that you made to him. When you was in some trouble, some of y'all made some promises to God. And y'all ought to talk back to me now. When your back was up against the wall and your hands were in the air and you had no other way out, no other way of escape, you said, Lord, if you save me, I'll follow you to the ends of earth. Lord, if you give me a chance to come out of this thing, I promise I'll praise you every single day. Lord, if you just get me out of this, I will give you the glory every opportunity you get. And yet he delivered you, and you still ain't said hallelujah. You still have not raised your hands. You ain't said yes, Lord. You ain't prayed like that. Go to Proverbs 7, verses 6 and 7. Look what it says. For at the window of my house, I looked through the lattice and saw among the simple. I perceived among the youths a young man devoid of understanding. Amen. So right there we see that he's probably looking at somebody, a young man that's on the other side of puberty. My God. He says that he's simple and lacking judgment. Oh my God. This is important because 95% of the youth people, young persons that I know, lack judgment. In fact, all youth lack judgment because judgment requires time and experience. In fact, young people have not lived long enough to acquire good judgment. We even got some old folk that don't have good judgment. You know what I'm saying? That back to you. And we have to understand that experience is critical to good judgment. Amen? In other words, you got to go through some things to understand what to do and what not to do. And young people, the reason they don't praise God like they can is because they don't have the experience that us older folk have. Amen? They don't know the time that you went through and you did something you had no business doing and God saved your life. They have not experienced that. Well, y'all ain't saying it. They don't know what it's like to wake up and you in the middle of some mess and God and your mama and your daddy, you feel like everybody is against you and nobody can pull you out of this thing and God says, I got you, and they have not yet experienced that. But those of us who are saved and sanctified and know how to praise God should teach our children. That's why we need to give God praise. If you flip over to Isaiah 54, it'll tell you the things that you go through. You ought to show your children how to praise God, how to pray, how to magnify the name of the Lord, because God is good all the time. And our young people don't have that yet. They're getting it.
Yeah. All right.
But they don't have it.
Say it.
And we got some older folks that still act simple.
Yeah.
If you know any older folks that act simple, just say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. They act like they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they continue to do what feels good to them.
instead of looking to the Lord. We got some old folk who still need to learn that God is in full control. And so verses 6 and 7 tell us that this is a young man who's probably on the north side of puberty, and he's looking to get into some things. Now look at verse 8 and 9. Passing along the street near her corner. Now that her, H-E-R, is not talking about an abstract object. It's talking about an actual person. Amen. Amen. And he took the path. Uh-oh, there's that word.
Come on here, Pastor.
Took the path to her house. And look what it says. In the twilight. Why do we think we can get away with stuff when it's dark? We won't do nothing in the light, but we sure will act a fool in the dark. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. We think we can get away with stuff when it's dark, but wait till it's nighttime, homie. I'll be out. Wait, you gotta wait till the sun go down. I'll be around there in a minute. Amen. Come on now. It says in the twilight in verse 9, in the evening, in the black and dark of night. Amen. You can already see where this is going. The young man is headed down the street while it's sunset, acting like he's innocent, know what he's looking for. He's headed towards this woman's house. He knew who this woman was. A lot of us get in a situation when we tend to say, I don't know what happened. That's a lie from the devil. You know exactly what happened. You know what you was doing. You know where you was going. You know how you got there. Hallelujah. You didn't need no GPS to get to where you was going. You got there on sheer memory. Y'all gonna talk back to me. Come on, I'm talking to myself. I remember how to get to that girl's house. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. I remember how to make that left, that right. I remember how to go to the store and that inconspicuous. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You know them little boys that go and buy them little things that they put on their little things and you know them, Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. I know how to run through the store and act like ain't nobody watching me and act like hide behind. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Hide behind this and hide behind that and walk around this house so nobody see you and act like you. Come on now, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one. Trying to hide it under a magazine, act like you gonna buy it. You gonna spend an extra $2.95 so that people don't know what you buying because you embarrassed because you buying something you shouldn't be buying. Come on now. Am I telling the truth for anybody? He knew she was married. We're going to find out later that he knew that the husband was out of town. Knew that she was looking for someone to kick it with. That right there should have stopped him. Anytime you find somebody that's just willing to kick it with you just because you're walking down the street, that ought to stop you in your tracks. But it did not. That's not the way it went down. In fact, that was the reason he was headed to her place in the first place. All he could see was that it was going to be an experience he never forgot. Now, Solomon understood where this was going, and maybe he was talking about himself. The young man thought that this was going to be a night like none other. Totally disconnected from anything he had ever done. But you have to understand that this path started a long time ago. Hallelujah. You didn't end up where you are now just because you ended up there. This ain't Star Trek. Didn't nobody materialize you to the point in your life where you at now? You got there because that's a specific path you took to get to where you are at. The devil ain't got nothing to do with this. This is you, baby. This is you, bro. This is you acting up and not following the will of the Lord. It was a step down a path that has a destination.